Illinois was right up front throughout the convention. While some states were seated in bleachers, Illinois had front row seats on the left side of the stage. And now and again, Illinoisans were on that stage. Some gave emotional talks rooted in a mix of anguish and outrage, like Geneva Reed-Vale. She's the mother of Sandra Bland, the 28-year-old Naperville woman who committed suicide in a Texas jail after she'd failed to use a turn signal. Earlier this week, Reed-Vale stood alongside other mothers whose deaths had galvanized the Black Lives Matter movement. She endorsed Clinton.
She knows that when a young Black life is cut short, it's not just a loss. It's a personal loss. It's a national loss. It's a loss that diminishes all of us.
Other speeches featuring leaders from Illinois were more politically prosaic, like those promoting Clinton given by Congressman Luis Gutierrez and Congresswoman and veteran Tammy Duckworth.
She stands with us so Americans remain and America remains a welcoming nation. We don't discriminate because of what you look like, who you love, how you pray, what language your parents speak, or where you were born.
My Abigail already knows that women can fly helicopters in combat. And in 102 days, when we elect Hillary, my daughter's first memories of a president will be of a woman.
It was a similar, though more prominent, keynote address that in 2004's Democratic National Convention launched Obama's path to the presidency.
And I stand here today, grateful for the diversity of my heritage, aware that my parents' dreams live on in my two precious daughters. I stand here knowing that my story is part of the larger American story, that I owe a debt to all of those who came before me, and that in no other country on earth is my story even possible.
Then Obama was an Illinois state senator. One of his peers in the General Assembly, State Representative Sarah Feigenholz, also a Chicago Democrat, says it's bittersweet knowing her party's nomination of a new president means Obama's time as the nation's leader is coming to an end.
We're really going to miss him. He does have magic, and I think you only meet and are able to work with. I mean, a lot of us were in the legislature with him for a really long time, sponsored a lot of bills with him, joked around with him, and he's a very, very special person to all of us, and we're all so proud. And yes, it will be a tough act to follow.
Should a Democrat again win the White House, Illinois will retain a tie to the presidency. Clinton can't now easily claim New York, which she represented in the U.S. Senate, or Arkansas, where she was First Lady, but she was born in the suburbs of Chicago and has local friends from grade school and beyond who are now propping up her candidacy for the presidency. One of them, Betsy Eberling, had the gotta-be-surreal experience of officially nominating her bestie as President of the United States.
My sweet friend, I know you're watching. This one's for you, Hill. 98 votes. Yes.
Even so, it is expected that no matter who wins the presidential race, with Obama's moving on, Illinois will lose some White House clout. At the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, I'm Amanda Vinicky.